Hello and welcome to Daily Bites of God's Word. This is Pastor Andy Kane, and we're doing something a little different here. We're adding another layer to Daily Bites of God's Word. We're going to have amongst our daily devotions and going through short sections of Scripture, we're also going to have theology segments. Will be a question and answer style as things are sent in to me and as we are able to take these questions in bite-sized ways. So one of the first things that has been on my mind, things that people ask about a lot, is the subject of church health and growth and death and all these different things. So I'm going to go through the blog article that is on the network website, the one titled, You Might Be in a Dying Church, If... And we're going to look through it probably two, maybe three at a time to work our way through this. So number one, we had that altar calls and how they are performed are a higher priority than whether actual lives are changed. So, you might be in a dying church if this is one of the things you see. And it's certainly nothing to celebrate, being in a dying church. But if you are in one, it's usually because you've abandoned sola scriptura, you've abandoned submission to Christ, and usually these are the things that will pop up. And so, there is no altar in the New Testament. Jesus is the final sacrifice. There is no need to come and bring anything to any altar in front of a pastor, in front of any people. You are to be a living sacrifice each and every day. And so the idea of altar calls is a very recent thing, brought on mainly by these great needs to see these great revivals and, you know, this understanding that somehow if, you know, a lot of people respond, that means God's moving. And if nobody responds, oh, I guess God isn't moving. No, the way God moves is in changed lives. He moves by seeing the Great Commission fulfilled in taking people that have hearts of stone, that are dead in their sins, unregenerated, regenerating them, raising them to spiritual life, sanctifying them, making them holy in Christ, and then helping them to mature as Christians and seeing their lives change, taking out that heart of stone, putting in this heart of flesh, and seeing them actually become living sacrifices for God and for Christ. And so, if your church does these or has some sort of invitation or some sort of response time at the end of a service, are you sinning? Well, no. But the thing you got to remember is, since they are not biblically prescribed, if your pastor and elder leadership decides to do something different, that's okay. And if you're going to resist that, you need to look and check yourself and your traditions and what you think is actually a priority in the church. Because if you make it to where I've had interviews where they say, well, you know, we have to have altar calls and it has to be done this way and you can only stand on one side and, you know, you got to let it go all six verses of Just As I Am and all these crazy things that we do. And if that's the case, then you're worshiping an idol and a tradition. You're not actually looking to utilize that time after a sermon to truly get people to inventory their hearts and see if there's something about that message that actually needs to be applied and changed in their life. And that is what's most important. I think in a lot of Reformed churches, you'll see a song that you may sing a song at the end. You may have a time of prayer. You may even say or have pastors available afterwards if someone wants to hang back and pray or ask more questions. There's a lot of ways to approach the end of a service. But if you are so entrenched in we have to have a response, and you know, if we don't have Sally Sue and Joe and four or five other people's response, God just isn't moving that day. It's not how God moves. It's not how He works. Now, that doesn't mean that there couldn't be a time where people are under conviction and want to pray and you could have a great response at a time like that. That's certainly not the case, but typically in dying churches, typically in churches that have completely gotten off course, there's something like this that takes a precedence, a priority. And we need to correct this. We need to understand why are we at church to begin with. Because these things in the blog article aren't just to pile on and say, well, you know, you're dying church. You better fix this. Well, yes, it is to point out things that aren't good. But we need to focus on, okay, what is better? Christ is better. His prescriptions, what He has told us to do, is better. Amen? Well, I hope you enjoy these. We'll do one at a time, two at a time, depending on our time each time that we look at these. And so thank you for joining me on this Daily Bite of God's Word. God bless.